Morning Watch, Colossians Week 3. Christ, the mystery of God and the body of all the shadows. Friday, related verses. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him. Ephesians 4:13. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 6:12. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Philippians 3:8. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ. 2 Peter 1, 2-4. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and virtue, through which He has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Colossians 2:13-15, and portions from the footnotes. 13. And you, though dead in your offenses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, He made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our offenses. 14. Wiping out the handwriting and ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. 15. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, He made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Verse 13, note 1 on dead. Dead in spirit because of sin. Note 2 on made. In Christ's resurrection, God enlivened us together by His divine life. This was accomplished in Christ's resurrection and is experienced through our faith. Verse 14, note 1 on wiping, or blotting out, obliterating, erasing, annulling a decree of law. Note 2 on handwriting. A legal document, a bond. Here it refers to the written law. Note 3 on ordinances. Referring to the ordinances of the ceremonial law with its rituals, which are the forms or ways of living and worship. So also in verses 20 and 21. Note 4 on nailing. This is to abolish the law of the commandments and ordinances. It kills the heresy of keeping the Judaic rituals. Verse 15, note 1 on stripping, or putting off, as in chapter 3, verse 9. Verses 13 through 15 unveil the economy of God's salvation. 1. To make us alive with Christ. 2. To abolish the ordinances of the ceremonial law. And 3. To strip off the evil angelic powers. God was busy while Christ's crucifixion was going on. He nailed the law on the cross and stripped off the rulers and authorities, that the way and the atmosphere might be cleared for us to enter into the participation in Christ. Note 2 on rulers. These are the angelic rulers and authorities, because at Colossae there was the heretical teaching of angel worship. The passage here must refer to the evil angels. The law was ordained through angels and was even considered to be ordinances of angels. Based on this, the heresy at Colossae taught people to worship angels as mediators between God and man. The apostle dealt with this heresy by unveiling the fact that the law, consisting of ordinances, had been nailed to the cross, and that the leading evil angels had been stripped off from God. This left Christ as the sole mediator, who is the head of all rule and authority. This killed the heresy of angel worship. Note 3 on He. Here and throughout verses 13 and 14, He refers to God. Note 4 on display, or show, exhibit in the sense of an open shame. God openly shamed the evil angelic rulers and authorities on the cross and triumphed over them in it. Note 5 on it, or in Him, referring to Christ. It refers to the cross. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Paul's concept in these verses is that the law and the angels have been set aside through the cross. The law was nailed to the cross, and the evil angels have been stripped off by means of the cross. Therefore, in God's economy in His salvation, there is room neither for the law nor for the angelic rulers. How wrong the Colossians were in following ordinances and in worshiping angels. The Colossians were altogether wrong in allowing these things to pervade the church. In the economy of His salvation, God enlivens us, nails the law to the cross, and strips off the evil rulers and authorities. The law is a frustration, and the rulers and authorities are troublesome. Because God has removed the law and the angels, we, His chosen people, are alone with Him. We are no longer bothered by terms, conditions, or requirements. God is here to enliven us, and we are here to be enlivened by Him. We should forget the law and the angels and allow God to put Himself into us as life.